Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Siri. Can I please have a phone number for the account you're calling about?
Siri, it's 307-465-2304.
Thank you. I'm looking for an account right now.
Thank you.
What's your zip code?
82723.
What's your first and last name?
Amy Douglas.
Are you calling about a specific charge?
Yes, I am. Yes, I was just looking at my bank
statement.
So,
I'm not able to pull up an account with any of the information you've given me, so the last thing I can use is the card that you're being billed for. I just need the first six digits of the card number and the last four.
I'm not sure what card it is, but it shouldn't be any, there shouldn't be any bill, I don't believe. I can tell you the amount. It's coming out of our checking account, so I'm sure it's our debit card.
So the only way I can assist you is if I pull up an account, and that's the only way I can help you out. I have to pull up an account, and the way I do that is either through the zip code, the phone number, or the card number on the back.
Okay. And how many
you
want to
give this number a call back when you do have the card that
well,
you know is being billed?
I have a card. So now how many numbers do you need? I just don't want to give you too many. I'll tell you.
I just need 10 numbers altogether.
And
the
numbers?
First six digits and the last four digits.
Okay.
So you're not giving me six digits in the middle.
Okay. All right. So it's this one, I'm not sure where it's coming off of, but it's from chargemanagement.com. If that helps. But here's the number. It would be 445380 and then 5806 is the last.
5866?
5806.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm looking for an account right now.
Okay. Yeah, we just had a call from our bank that this card has been compromised. And so we're just going, oh, my gosh.
So, ma'am, that wasn't the right card information.
Okay. Let me give you another one here. That card was compromised, so I hope mine wasn't. Okay. All right. This one is 445380 and then the last 5501.
Ma'am, I'm just going to go ahead and transfer you over to a supervisor because I'm not finding an account with any of the information you've given me.
Okay, and I just got the number off of my bank statement here that, you know, with this charge on it. So that sounds good. Thank you.
Before I transfer you, do you have any other questions for me?
No, I just want to make sure that I don't, this is a valid charge, you know, so that's good. So thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support.